Long ago, in Indonesia, there were elephants that lived on the island of Sumatra. There were smaller animals who lived peacefully on the island of Borneo, and there were tigers who lived fiercely on the island of Java. The Raja of all the tigers of Java had fiery orange fur. His black stripes were as dark as a starless night. His whiskers were magnificent, and his rule was absolute. One day, after eating a meal, it occurred to the Raja of all the tigers of Java that, though Java was bountiful, there was not enough food to last indefinitely to satisfy his tiger's hunger. So he came up with a plan. He called for his three most faithful servants. They cowered before him, wondering what task he would set to them. "Tigers," he growled, "you are to go to the island of Borneo. Speak to their Raja. Tell their Raja that he must give us as much food as we want, or we will make war against him. And, so that he knows how fierce we tigers are, you are to give him this." And the Raja of all the tigers of Java plucked from his face one of his magnificent whiskers. "Now go," he roared. Off ran the three faithful servants. They crossed the land, they crossed the sea, they crossed the land again, and came to the island of Borneo. When they got there in the middle of the day, they were tired and they were hot, but they did not dare stop and rest. They searched high and low, looking everywhere for the Raja of Borneo. But all of the little animals of Borneo were resting peacefully in the shade. No one was to be found. Until at last, the three tigers came upon a tiny mouse. "Mouse," they growled, "take us to your Raja at once. The Raja of all the tigers of Java has an important message. Take us now, or we will eat you up." The little mouse trembled when she saw these tigers. She had heard of tigers before, but there were never any on the island of Borneo. She thought of the Raja of Borneo, who was an old tortoise, and not nearly as fierce as these three tigers. She was afraid, but she was also clever, as the smallest animals must be. She said, "My Raja is hunting. I would be happy to take you to him. But tigers, the paths I know through the forest, are for small creatures, and you indeed look very hot. Would it please you if I took your message to my Raja while you rested here in the cool shade? I would return at once with his answer." The three servants flicked their tails back and forth. Their pink tongues lolled out of their mouths. And at last the oldest servant spoke. "Very well. You are to tell your Raja this. He must give us all the food that we want, or the tigers of Java will make war against him. And you are to give him this." "This," he said, holding out the beautiful whisker that was as long as the mouse from nose to tail, "this was plucked from the royal face of the Raja of all the tigers of Java himself. Now go, we will wait, but not for long." And the three tigers flopped down into the cool sand. Off ran the little mouse, and her mind was racing as quickly as her paws. The tigers wanted food, that meant meat. "I am meat," she thought, "and my friends are meat. Oh, what will we do?" She came into a clearing and stopped, wondering which way she should turn. When suddenly she saw her good friend, Porcupine.
"Hello there, dear mouse," said Porcupine. "Is a snake chasing you? You are in a hurry. I can tell that something is troubling you."
But now the little mouse was smiling from ear to ear. "Something was troubling me, but you have given me a wonderful idea. Oh, Porcupine, if you will only give me one of your quills, you will save all of the animals on Borneo."
"Anything for a friend," said the Porcupine. "You can see that I have more than enough, plenty to spare. Choose whichever one you like."
The little mouse studied the Porcupine carefully. She looked at the whisker in her paw. And at last she chose the longest, strongest, sharpest quill from the Porcupine's back. She tugged at it with both paws, and at last it came loose. It was twice as long as she was. It was heavy, and it was sharp. "I must go, Porcupine. You have done a great thing." Back she turned and ran. When she emerged from the forest, the tigers leapt up and lashed their tails. "You have been gone too long," they said.
"Please excuse me," she said. "First, I had to wait for my Raja to finish hunting, and then I had to wait for my Raja to finish eating, and then I had to wait for my Raja to finish taking his nap, and then I had to wait for my Raja to give his answer."
"And?" roared the tigers.
"My Raja says that life here on Borneo is peaceful, that life here on Borneo is in fact boring, that he would welcome a war against the tigers of Java."
The tigers roared and they showed their fangs.
"And what did he say when you gave him the whisker from the royal face?"
"He gave me a whisker in return," said the little mouse, and she held out the porcupine quill.
The oldest of the three faithful servants took it between his claws. He turned it this way and that. He pressed its sharp tip against his paw. His ears flicked.
"We must go," he said at once. "Our Raja awaits our message."
And off the three tigers ran. They crossed the land, they crossed the sea, they crossed the land again, and soon they stood before their Raja, the Raja of all the tigers of Java.
"Well, what does the Raja of Borneo say?" he growled.
His yellow eyes glittered and sparked. The three faithful servants trembled, and at last the oldest spoke up.
"O Raja, he says he would welcome a battle against the tigers of Java, and he said we were to give you this."
He held out the porcupine quill in a trembling paw. The Raja of all the tigers of Java took it between his claws. He turned it that way and this. And as he looked, he stroked a paw against his own whiskered face. The three faithful servants waited in silence, wondering what he would say. But the Raja of all the tigers of Java carelessly tossed the quill over his shoulder. He said lazily, "I have heard that the food on the island of Sumatra is much finer and much more plentiful. You are to go to the elephants of Sumatra and tell them that if they do not give us what we want, we shall make war against them." No one knows whether or not the elephants of Sumatra gave in to the tigers' demands. But ever since then, though there have been tigers on the islands of Java and Sumatra, thanks to the cleverness of the little mouse, there are no tigers on Borneo.